All right, I'm here today with Australian country music singer James Johnston. I hear this is your first trip to Canada. What's it been like so far?
It's been incredible, actually. You know, I've come over here, I've gotten to write a few songs, and I just meet a lot of people. And, you know, one thing that I'm really finding is that Canadians and Australians, we're kindred spirits. We're similar. So it's been nice. A bit colder here, though, I have to say.
A little bit colder?
Yeah.
I bet. Yeah. Holy, my voice is cracking already. It's early. So you're a country music artist from Australia. Maybe for some of our listeners out here, what's the country music scene like in Australia? Obviously, we know that Keith Urban came out of Australia, right? Like, country music fans know that. But what can you tell us about the country music scene in Australia?
I guess country music is, you know, like across the world, it's blown up. But there's a great community, you know. A lot of Australia is farmland, you know, and the stories that country music celebrates really connects, you know, be it an American story, a Canadian story, an Australian story. There's a huge audience down there, and, you know, we've got these amazing festivals that, you know, celebrate country music. So it's a good place to come and listen to some good country music.
So what inspired you to start releasing your music over here in North America?
It's always been a dream of mine, you know. Yeah. For me, I've been writing music my whole life. I've been singing since I was 4 years old. You know, it started off with Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks was the very first song I sung at 4 years old. So, like, being a country singer has kind of always been in my blood. But it's always been a dream, you know, to take my music around the world.
Yeah.
I mean, in Australia, I released my first single about 3 years ago, and that really connected back home in Australia, and that allowed me to kind of tour around my home country. But it was always this dream to take my music around the world, and I only came back from South Africa about 2 weeks ago, which is one of those kind of another unknown country market.
Exactly.
I had this amazing experience over there. And, you know, next stop was Canada. And for me, I think, as I said earlier, that country music and those stories, it doesn't matter if you're an Australian or if you're a Canadian, those stories are international stories.
Yeah, I think if you can connect with people, that's what it's all about. Right?
That's what it's all about.
Okay, so you got a new song out called Blame. Why don't you give us a little background to that song?
So Blame... was actually inspired from about 5 or 6 years ago, and I spent about 10 years just playing cover bands, playing little bars, and I got booked for a cruise ship, and I was spending 3 weeks playing in a little bar on a cruise ship. This gorgeous girl walked in the room, and she ended up walking up to the stage, and she's like, "Do you know any Keith Urban music?" And I said, "Yeah, absolutely." And I was like, all of a sudden, like, she's a gorgeous girl into country music. I was like, "All right, you're ticking my boxes." Fast forward. We're now married. We got two beautiful kids together, and but the song is about that moment. It's about the moment when you meet somebody, and there's just like there's something in the air. There's just a spark. So
now you said you played clubs and bars for like 10 years. I also saw in your bio that you were a finalist on Australian Idol, and then you were a contestant on X Factor. How did those experiences lead you to like touring the world now? Like how were each one of these steps for you, and did it keep pushing you forward?
The honest truth, a lot of the reality TV show stuff I did, and I think this is a common story, you know, even when I talk to Canadians, it's you don't really build a fan base sort of thing. You know, for me, I was a 17-year-old singer, and I grew up, spent my whole life growing up in a town of about 2,500 people, this little town called Wingham, and, you know, I was a little country kid. So all of a sudden, I got plucked out of that world, put on national TV, and, you know, within a few months, you can't walk down the street, everyone knows your name. 6 months later, you're playing to an empty bar. And that was my story. But I'm still thankful for that story because I learned a lot. I learned that, you know, when things started to work for me back home and, you know, my music started to connect and I got to go out on stages and have people singing back to me, it made me appreciate that even more because, you know, I went from being on national TV, then I ended up buying a van, spent 5 years just grinding on the road, playing 1,000 shows. And it makes you appreciate when something comes together and you're finally getting to do what you've always dreamt to do.
Yeah, no, I think that's an amazing story because, yeah, you got to see what, you know, all that attention would be like. Mm-hmm. And then you stepped away from it and you're like, you know what, I just want to sing. You know?
And also, and I think the big thing that I learned through that is that when I put my music out, it was so important for me just to be me. You know, there was a degree of like when I go on those reality TV shows, you're kind of playing a character, at least that I felt like I was. You know, they were saying, all right, today you're going to sing this song and you're going to do it like this and you're going to wear this. And I didn't really feel authentic. And I didn't even know at 17 if I knew what authentic was, right? But there was a point in my life that I just like, I want to be me. I want to tell my story. I want to sit here on the other side of the world in Canada and just be an open book and say, this is what I've done. This is who I am. And this is my story.
Amazing. Now, if people want to get in touch with you, follow you on social media, how do they connect with you online?
I kind of try and bring people along on the journey, traveling around the world. So I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, @James Johnston Music. So come over and say good day.